Okay, so we're doing now, just for, I guess for today, we'll say Lulav Arava. It's the Perek. Okay, so we're doing the beginning of the fourth Perek of Sukkah. So it says Lulav Arava, Membeis Membeis, Lulav Arava, Shisha V'Sheva. So the mitzvah of taking the Lulav and the taking of the Arava is for the six and 7 days. Okay? So Rashi says, Lulav Arava, Shem Mikdash Kol Sheva. So the Mikdash, they took Lulav 7 days, right? And there's mitzvah of Arava also, they used to take the Aravas for 7 days. So Lulav L'Netilav, the Arava L'Hakif Mizbeach. So Lulav, you take it, and the Arava, you go around the Mizbeach on every day with the Aravas. Okay, fine. Shisha V'Sheva, Pa'amim Shedochen Shabbos, V'Hin Kol Sheva. Sometimes they're Docha Shabbos, because within 7 days, one of the days is going to be Shabbos. So sometimes it's Docha Shabbos and you have 7 days. But Pam Shein Dochen, Vavilu Shishi Yomim, sometimes it's not Dochen, you have 6 days. Come in before Shavuot, but then the Gemara is going to explain it later on. Okay? Okay. So then it says, Ahal V'Simcha Shmona, Sigmi Zachag Shiva, Chal Chamisha, fine. V'Shisha. Lulav Shiva Ketza. So the Gemara is, let's skip a little bit in the Mishnah. So Lulav, how do you have Lulav for 7 days? Right, how would you ever lose 7 days? Ketzad. Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag Shechal Yos B'Shabbos Lulav Sheva. So if the first day comes out on Shabbos, so then it's Docha Shabbos. Then you do it even though it's Shabbos, and then you end up having 7 days of taking the Lulav in the Mikdash. Okay. V'shar Kol Yomim Shisha. But if it works out on any other day, if Shabbos comes out on any of the other days, not the first day, then it's not Docha Shabbos, so then you only can do it for 6 days. Arava Shiva Ketzad. So what about Arava? So, Yom Shvi'i Sharava Shel Rava Shechalios B'Shabbos Arava Shiva. If the 7th day, by Arava, the essence is the 7th day. If the 7th day, which is, I guess, Hoshana Rabba, the 7th day comes out on, on Shabbos, then it's Docha, but the other days it's not. Shechalios B'Shisha. Okay, fine. So, let's see. Mitzvah of Ketzad, keep further on the Mishnah. So it says, Mizul Ketzad, what would happen when it's on Shabbos? So Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, if the first day came out on Shabbos, Malichim Lesulvayim L'Harabayis, so they basically bring their lulavs on it, because you can't carry it, right? So everyone would bring their lulavs to Harabayis, to the Mikdash, V'Chazanim Mekabel Mehem, and the Chazanim, the Gabbais or whatever, would accept it, V'Sudra Sojan Osla Gavi Itztaba. And they put them on like a certain porch in the Mikdash. And there's a Kenan put there in like a special closet or a chamber. And Lomar, because how are you going to keep track of who's a lulav? So basically, everyone says whoever gets my lulav is they get it as a gift. Theirs as a gift. Okay, so I gift mine to whoever turns up with it tomorrow. Right. So Lamachar Mashkimu Bayan. So the next morning they come up, they come there early. V'Hazanim Zorkinos and Lefneim. Then they throw them, they put them all down. V'Hem Mechatfin, and they'd grab it. Everyone would grab a lulav. U'Makin Ishes Reihei. When people would start hitting each other, okay, it got bloody, or whatever. It got violent. Shiro Bez and Shabod Desakana Hiskinu Shekol Echad Rechanotol Besa. So basically, so this wasn't working out. So they set up, they take it in your house. So Rashi. So Rashi Malamdim Bezin is cool and Lomar Yavo Lova Li Dechavera here shalob matana kishlo gazabal shal. Oh no, I'm sorry, that's a different thing. Okay, fine. So that's what they set up, they take it in your house. They take it in your house. Fine. Okay, good? Okay, so the Gemara now wants to know, Amai Tiltabalma Hublitchi Shabbos. So why is it that Lulav isn't Docha Shabbos but on the first day? The whole Isser of taking a Lulav is just that it's Muktzah, it's Tiltal. But it's in the midst of Deraisa. Take it 7 days in the Mikdash, so why isn't it Docha Shabbos? Rashi. Tiltabalma in Botzad Isser, Elikim Taltal Eitzim, it's like wood. It's Muktzah Taltal wood, but Kiwan the Minatorahu. The Mikdash Kol Sheva, since it's a mitzvah in a Torah, Lama Osruhu. Why they asur it? Mas Siyag L'Torah Matzibah. What's the Siyag is there? Why should they prevent such a thing? Yeah. It's interesting you're saying it's muktzah. Why is it muktzah? So it's muktzah because it's eitzim. Wood is muktzah. It's stam sticks. So I think from the Ritva, does anyone have a question on that? Why you'd... What? You're right. Why don't you say now it's used for... You're using it. You have a purpose for it. So in general, if you have like a baseball bat or, I don't know, something, a piece of wood, a wooden fork or something, then it's not wood. You're using it for a purpose. So when you say you're taking a lul, then you're designating it for mitzvah, so now it's not a muktzah anymore. Why is he saying it's muktzah? So I think from the Ritva, it's mashma, that's not muktzah. Because it's set aside for mitzvah, yeah. Okay, fine. So what's the... So it says that the reason why... Oh, no, so it seems like according to Rashi, it doesn't matter. That's not really a function. Because what is the mitzvah of lulav? It's to take an eitz, to take a tree, take a branch. So when you say it's not a branch, it is a branch. If I use it as a fork, then it's a kli. But it's not a kli here. It's a piece of wood. Now the mitzvah is to take this piece of wood, but it's still a piece of wood, and the wood is muktzah. So you could say that it'll be docha, the mitzvah will be docha the muktzah, but it's still, it's not like you're using it for a purpose, you're using it for a piece of wood. So if I have a piece of wood and I say, I want to pick up this piece of wood on Shabbos because I'm designating it to pick up as a piece of wood, so I don't know if that makes it not muktzah. The way you designate it as a purpose. But here the whole purpose is, the mitzvah is to take this piece of wood. So it seems like there's a question, is like, is that sufficient to remove it from the status of muktzah? That you give it a designation for mitzvah. Or you say that, no, since the mitzvah is just to take a piece of wood, it's still muktzah, it doesn't remove a shame muktzah, you know? It's interesting. Right, I mean, you hear the Ritva's point, but it's kind of interesting what Rashi is, I mean, maybe you go further, but I don't really want to take that out, I'm just mentioning it in passing. Okay, fine. So why is it, right? So Rashi's saying, fine, so it's only muktzah, that's fine, but still, it should be docha, it's a mitzvah to say, it's a dera, so what's the why not? Right? Okay, so presumably we know the answer to this, so we've already encountered this. It says, "Amar Rabba, Gzeira Shemit Lan Biyadavei Elchaitzel Baki Lomod." We have in Rabba Amos Vishos Rabbim. So the Gzeira Rabba, the famous Gzeira Rabba, that if you're going to let a guy take it, then he's going to end up carrying it. He's going to take it in his hands, he's going to bring it to the expert to show him how to take the lulav, how to shake it or whatever. And he's going to carry it to Alam Vishos Rabbim, and then he's going to be over Hotzah. Anytime the shofar, anytime the Megillah. That's why you don't do Megillah or shofar on Shabbos. So Gzeira D'Rabba, maybe you can carry it. So really, intrinsically, it should be Docha Shabbos, but you can't let him. Okay? Right? Any problem? Okay. Rashi says, he's going to go bring him Lomo Ni'anua U'Berchaso, to learn how to shake it, or how to make the bracha. But the Anuim is good, because Anuim is like really part of the Mitzvah. Right? I mean, Mitzvah Kehilchaso the Ram had, if you remember. But it's like, it's really part of the mitzvah, even though it's not ma'akev, but it's really part of the mitzvah, so a guy may take it as, you know, who's going to just pick up the lulav and just pick it up, you know, so you have to find out how to do it, try to make the bracha, whatever. Fine, so the Gemara says, Ihach Yom Rishonami. So then even on the first day, why is it Docha Shabbos on the first day? It's the same difference. It's the difference if it's first day or other days. It says, no Rishon Hatekin Rabbanan Bebesam. It says, the first, no, on Rishon they said in the Mishnah they have Rishon taken their house. Right, Rashi. They said, oh, everyone's taking their house. We talk shalom, we talk to the El Bebeso, and since it's only mutter in his house, Zachar, who will also fuke, so therefore he'll remember it, and he's not going to come to carrying it. Right? And it's specifically like a restricted lulav taking, and therefore the guy's not going to carry it. Right? So what's the problem with that? Yeah, exactly. The whole idea was originally you're taking it on the first day in the Mikdash. And then because people started beating each other up, then they said, okay, fine, take it in your house. But that can't justify why you're taking it on the first day in the first place. But you're taking it on the first day in the Mikdash because you're taking it on the first day in the Mikdash for some reason. Then they ended up beating each other up, so then they said, do it in your house. But you can't say why. Now you'll say, why they take it on the first day? Oh, because it's in your house. Your house is a replacement for Mikdash, but they were doing the Mikdash on the first day. Right? So it says, so that's the question, right? It says, that's good after they made the takana, but kodin takana mai. Michael Mayim, what did he say before the takana? Doesn't help you? So, ela rishon di isei min ha-Torah, the gvulin lo gozer rabbanan. Hainach lasu min ha-Torah, gvulin gozer rabbanan. So the first day, since there's a mitzvah de'oraisa everywhere, not only in Mikdash, since there's a mitzvah everywhere on the first day, so therefore they weren't gozer. But on the other days, since it's not a deoraisa everywhere else, so therefore they were gozer. So what? It's a difference. Because either way, in the Mikdash, it's a deraisa all 7 days. So who cares that on the first day, there's a mitzvah and a Torah in America? What does that mean to do with this? But the point is, the Mikdash is a deraisa all 7 days. So who cares that what it is everywhere else? Everywhere else is not mutter, it's only mutter in the Mikdash. So who cares what the mitzvah is everywhere else? So Rashi explains, he says, El Rishon de Chashuva Netilaso, that its Netila is Chashuv. De Afilu Begvulin Chayev. Because you see, even in Gulin, you're Chayev to take it, everywhere. Lo Gozri Be'erabanan. Lo Begvulin Velo Mikdash. Oh, they won't go there anywhere.
What does Begvulin mean?
Outside of the Mikdash.
Within Eretz Yisrael.
Anywhere. I will share a yom she'enam in a Torah b'mikdash, but the other is only dars in the mikdash. Lo chashiva netila d'tov. Its netila isn't chashiv. Ve'gazer be'rabbanon mishum chumra the Shabbos af mikdash. So there it goes there because the chumra Shabbos even in the mikdash. Okay, fine. So then the Gemara asks, right? So saying basically, it's an Israeli anachnami that it's the first day since its netila is chashiv, because as you see, it's a mitzvah everywhere. So therefore, it's docha Shabbos. Okay, but the other one is the rest of the days isn't so chashuv because you see it's not a mitzvah everywhere, so therefore it's not docha Shabbos. That's part we have to explain. What does it mean? It's a mitzvah chashuva netilasa. I mean, who cares? Either way, deraisa is deraisa. It's an important deraisa, right? So Gemara says, yach yehid nanami. So nowadays also, because if you tell me it's mutter because it's chashuva, then even nowadays, even not in the mikdash, right? Why don't you do it on Shabbos? But we don't. Right, we don't do it on the first day on Shabbos. It says, no, not only did Mikvud Yaracha. Right, we don't know the exact timing of the calendar to know which day is the right day, so therefore we don't do it. Maybe it's not Yom Tov, so therefore we don't do it. So it says, Inu, the other Mikvud Yaracha, Litru, what about them? In Eretz Yisrael, there were people who weren't in the Beis HaMikdash, but they're still in Eretz Yisrael, and they knew the dates, so they understood what was Mutter for them. So it's Inu Chalami, you're right. It really was Mutter for them. Okay. The Tani Chada, we have the first of Chag, Shechad is Bashabas, Kalam Aluch Esulvim, Lahar Bayis, Tani Idach, Abayis HaKnesses, Shemamina, Kandu Yishosh, Kaim, Kandu Yishosh, Kaim, Shemamina. So he says, really, in a Chanami, that in that time, it really was Mutter, it wasn't only Mutter in the Beis HaMikdash, it was really Mutter elsewhere also. But nowadays, since we're in Chutz La'aretz, so therefore the Halacha didn't apply, because we don't really know the calendar. And I guess even though now we do, but whatever, they just kept it the way it was. Okay, fine. The punchline is that the Gemara saying is that the only thing which is that even though in the Mikdash it was the deoraisa to take the lulav of all 7 days, right? It was deoraisa to take it all 7 days. Only the first day was docha Shabbos. There's this gzera d'rabba. It's funny because it's gzera d'rabba, you worry about carrying, but the first day, since it's a really important mitzvah, so we're not so worried. Yeah, but it's a gzera. So who cares how important it is? And also, what do you mean it's important? I mean, a deraisa is a deraisa. If it's a mitzvah, it's a deraisa. Saying is, since it's a mitzvah, even not in the mikdash, therefore it's so chashuv that it's even docha. Right? But what does that mean? Who cares where it's a mitzvah elsewhere? So on the second day, it's only a mitzvah in the mikdash, but so therefore it's less important just because it's in less places. How does that make it any more or less important? Right? So I guess just to summarize, two questions. One question is, who cares how important it is? If you tell me the whole reason why they asked it is because Xera the Rava that you're going to carry, then I don't care. Who cares how important it is? And secondly, why does it make it more important? What does that even mean, more important? Because in Gvulin there's a mitzvah, therefore it's more important. Well, what's the sense to that? How does that make it more important? I'll do that answer, and then we'll think about this question. Okay, so the first answer, Matt remembered well, we did this once. Is that I think it's a klal. I mean, we mentioned the klal. You'll see when I tell you, you'll remember. Is that that in gzeras there's quantitative factors. Okay, so what does it mean they're quantitative? Because there was a question Matt remembered by Mila also. They said since Mila is such an important mitzvah, therefore they're not choshish for gzera d'rabba. So who cares how important? But we said there are quantitative factors that there's a risk that maybe someone's going to violate Shabbos. So you have to weigh the risk and reward. It's not like once there's a risk, then that's it. Depends what you're doing. There are risks in a lot of things. But you have to weigh how beneficial could it be. Like a surgery. Surgery is risky. You say, yeah, but what's it going to benefit? If it's just, what's it called? The cosmetic surgery. So it's risky and I may not do it. If it's going to benefit my way of life, then maybe I'll do it, even though it's risky. So risks have to be weighed about what I'm going to gain from the thing. So what it's saying is that if it's a very important mitzvah, then it's worth taking the risk. The Rabban didn't make the, even though the chashash is the same, but the, depending on what you're giving up, you have to weigh the thing differently. So it's saying is the first mitzvah is the first day in Tehillah is very chashuv. It's very important, and therefore they didn't want to be goes to the devatel that. Even though there's a chashash, okay, fine, there is a chashash, but we're not still. Still, we're not going to, we don't want to devatel so quickly. But the other days, which aren't as important, so therefore the chashash is such that they're going to be devatel it. Okay, it's not like an all or none type of a thing. There's quantitative considerations involved. They have to weigh out all the factors, and Chazal, you know, have to weigh these things out. Right, Zeph?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay, the question, though, is the second question which we have, is that what does it mean it's more important? Why is it more important? Because it's the Raisa and Nivyan and Gula, and therefore it's more important than Mikdash? I mean, what does that mean? Chashuva Netilasa. Why is it Chashuva? Because you have it in the, even in the Gula. I mean, who cares if you have anything going on?
I mean, this.
Yeah, I mean, the Rishonim deal with the question of why is shofar different? Because shofar is also a mitzvah, and it's chashuv, and, right? Mitzvah, even in Gvulan. It's not only a mikdash, right? So why is it that shofar is different than, that's the Tosus Inhu. The Rishonim, I mean, there's that's the part I think I'm going to skip. At least for now. There's a lot of Rishonim on this issue. Okay, but I don't think we're going to do that today. If we come back to this, maybe we'll go into that stuff, but for today we're not going to do that. So forget about that problem. For now, we're just comparing Lulav on the first day and Lulav on the second day. Okay, so I think we can answer this with, I think this works, something we said we already answered before, something we talked about before, which is that why is it that there's a mitzvah of a big vulin only on the first day and not on the other days. Right? Anyone? Okay, so the reason why is because the mitzvah on the first day is different than the mitzvah on the other days. The mitzvah on the first day is a mitzvah of Tehillas Lulav. So what's the difference if you're in Mikdash, you're in Gvulin? How can you differentiate? It's Mitzvah Netilah. Tehillas Lulav, who cares? What's the picking up Lulav? What's the Mitzvah pick it up in the Mikdash? You take it, pick it up anywhere else. But the Mitzvah on the other days isn't really Mitzvah Lekicha, Tehillas Lulav. It's a Mitzvah of Simcha Lefnei Hashem. Al Yidei Lulav. Simcha via Lulav, right? Smart Hashem Kechon Shavaz Yamim. Simcha B'Mikdash through the vehicle of Lulav. Now that's not anywhere else. Can't be anywhere else. That's limited to Mikdash because it's a Simcha Shel Mikdash. But the first day has nothing to do with Mikdash. It's a Mitzvah Netilah. Okay? Right? That we know. Oh, so maybe saying it's like this, is that when, that's what it means, when if it's Begvulin also, it shows you that it's not just a Kiyam, the Netilah is not just a Kiyam in something else. It's not just a Kiyam in Simcha or a vehicle of Simcha. But it's chashuva netilah sarashios. It's an intrinsic netilah b'fnei atzma. It's a mitzvah. The Torah wants you to do a netilah. Okay, that's a, it's a goal. It's a goal in its own right. The netilah itself is the mitzvah. But the other days you don't have them anywhere else. So the fact that you don't have anywhere else shows you that there's not a mitzvah netilah. If it's a mitzvah netilah, it would have to be everywhere. Rather, the Netilah is just a vehicle of the Simcha B'Mikdash. And therefore, you don't have it everywhere else, because there's no Mikdash. So that kind of a Netilah is like a less significant Netilah, halachically. Because it's a vehicle of something else. And that's something else, look, you have Simcha in the Mikdash anyways. It's not like that's the only Simcha in the Mikdash, there's Simcha in the Mikdash, you're Elfnei Hashem in the Mikdash. Now the mitzvah is to enhance that and to use the lulav to enhance your Simcha Elfnei Hashem as a tool, as a kiyam in the Simcha, to bring about the Simcha Elfnei Hashem through lulav. But that we could part with. That if we don't take that lulav, we'll be okay. Because look, we still have Simcha Elfnei Hashem in the Mikdash, so it's true you're lacking the vehicle of lulav, but look, it's still... It's just the Simcha of the Mikdash is lacking a component. But the first day, it's its own mitzvah. If you take it out, then you're knocking out the mitzvah. Totally knocking out the deraisa per se. There's nothing. So the thing is that we have to be more careful about knocking out. So the chamim are going to be more quick to knock out something which is an enhancement of a pre-existing thing than to knock out an independent mitzvah deoraisa, an independent ma'isa mitzvah. So the fact that it's bigvulin is indicative of the fact that it's a ma'isa mitzvah per se. The fact that it's not bigvulin is indicative that it's just a kiyum and mikdash. It's a kiyum and simcha mikdash. Okay, good. So now let's go to the next thing here. Okay, this is interesting. I'm kind of moving along here. I just want to take up a few points. So let's look at, let's turn the page. Mem Gimel and Beis. So it says, Arava Shiva Ketzad. Okay, so the Gemara says, Arava is on the seventh day. So we know it's good. I understand why the first day is Docha Shabbos. First day is Mr. Deraisa everywhere, so that's why it's Docha. Okay, so Arava Arava Bishvi Maitami Docha Shabbos. The third line. Fourth line. So why is Arava Mem Gimel and Beis? So why is Arava Docha Shabbos on the seventh day? Right, Rashi. V'lo gozer ba ki echi de gozer v'lulav. Why the gozer just like v'lulav? De hachanami lasa men ato v'gvulun kishayim echag l'gavi lulav amai le gozer v'mikdash. So if the whole reason really mikdash would knock everything out, right? And the only reason we keep lulav is because the first day is a mitzvah everywhere. Well, Arava isn't a mitzvah everywhere. Mitzvah Arava, all 7 days, is only in the mikdash. So therefore, I mean, we have minhag, whatever, but I mean, essentially it's in the mizbeach. And if we don't have it in Mikvulan, so by the logic which the Gemara went with by Lulav, so Rava shouldn't be Docha ever. None of the days should be Docha Shabbos. But it is on the 7th. The 7th day comes out on Shabbos is Docha, so why is it? So Amar Yochanan Gedei Lefars Mashim in the Torah. In order to publicize that it's Deoraisa. Okay, Rashi. Lefisheinu Mefarashas Min HaTorah Behadya. It doesn't openly say in the Torah about this halacha of Rava. Okay, so I think it's like a halacha from Sinai. So shav kula ravcha lemitchi Shabbos chad yomach the first of Shemitah Torah. So the Rabbanon gave it space. They gave it this benefit that it will knock off Shabbos for one day in order to show that it's Shemitah Torah. Because everyone's gonna say, oh, we're doing it even on Shabbos. What about the chashash we're gonna carry? Oh, it must be this is a deoraisa, because you wouldn't risk chil Shabbos carrying for the Rabbanon. So the fact that it's Docha Shabbos for one day indicates, it shows, it publicizes the people that it's Deraisa. Okay, it's funny kind of halacha, right? Why don't you just announce it to people that it's Deraisa? You know, tell people. What? You should, what, you build into the structure? Okay, fine. So it says, Yihachi lulav nami litchi, look at the farce mashum in the Torah. So then it says, so Rashi, lulav mitchi v'shar yom mikdash kei l'farsa mashu min ha-Torah kol sheva. Right? So then lulav the rest of the day, the halom ha-farsa v'hej, d'ika l'mitev l'meimer, d'ayv smelt l'mesh v'hej v'hej yom, lav simchus lulav kamar. So it doesn't say openly that you take lulav in the mikdash for 7 days. All it says is, smelt l'mesh v'hej v'hej yom, you should be happy for 7 days in the mikdash. Right? So you don't know that that means with a lulav. It's not explicit that that means with a lulav. So why not say it should be Docha all 7 days in order to make it clear to everybody that it's a Deoraisa to take the lulav all 7 days in the Mikdash? Right? Same type of thing? So it says, lulav v'gzerim shem d'raba. Oh, no, we got a problem, because lulav, you're worried the guy's going to carry it. Yachi aravanami ne'gzer. Right? So we're back with square one here. So then Arava also you should be worried. Right? I said, well, what advantage does the Rava have over lulav? Because the whole advantage is you're going to publicize deraisa, but lulav also you have to publicize. So lulav is a chashash, the Rava is also a chashash. So basically, you don't have anything anymore. So Gemara says, no. It says, a Rava shluchei bezdin ma'isila. Lulav akal masar. So now the Rava is done, right, is brought. Shluchei bezdin ma'isila me'er v'shavas. L'machros enu mitzal chaladim el kohanim ekifin basam esbeah. So the lulav, the shlucha, the arava, the shlucha bezdin are in charge of it. It's a communal thing. The shlucha, the messengers of bezdin are in charge. They bring it there on Erev Shabbos. And on Shabbos, the kohanim are the ones who surround the mizbeach with it. So it's in the hands of the experts. But the lulav is given to everybody. Somebody's going to mess up. But once it's given over to the leaders of the community, then you're not worried. Okay? So just saying practically, the chashash, the chashash doesn't exist. Right, by Arava. Right? It's funny. Do you need to answer any more about Do you need to answer any more about the fact that you're, you know, that it's to publicize that it's the Araisa? Doesn't seem like you need it anymore, right? Just saying there's no chashash.
It doesn't seem like you need
to be
goes
on anything. You want to be goes on anything? Ah, exactly. That's what Gemara asks. It says, Ihachi kol yom anami litchi. So then why is it only on the seventh day? Then you're saying there's no chashash altogether by Arava. So it says, no osi lefik fuke balulav. Funny answer. It says, Ihachi deleka lemigzer bamidi vehu kol shev migzer min haTorah. I'm sorry, kol yom adikla v'shavas nami litchi. Fine, lulav. People are going to end up being mocking, degrading, looking down upon lulav. Because lulav is only docha the first day. And this is docha all the days. Lulav is not such an important mitzvah. Right, Arava, that's important. They're not going to realize the reason why is because Arava is given over to the experts and there's no chashash. And lulav is always given over to everybody. So people are going to make fun of lulav. Right? Funny.
It's
like the challah. Huh? It's like the challah, right. So it says, rishon. So then, why not just do it the same as lulav? So if you want to equate it to lulav, then just make it all on the first day. They're both docha. Right? Why is it on the seventh day? If the whole point is you want equality here, then just keep them all on the same day. So there's no, lo mucha milsa. Amri lulavu de kadachi. This is not Rashi. Mishim haravu hu de mefarsim. She min haTorah. So people are going to think that really it's not that the Arava is being docha, but they'll say that the lulav is docha and the Arava is together with the lulav. They're not going to realize that it's own separate mitzvah deraisa. They're just going to think that it comes for the ride with lulav. But then this goes back to the idea they want to publicize that Arava. They do still have this idea they want to publicize that it's a deraisa. So therefore, what they do is they can't do it more days than lulav because it'd be embarrassing lulav. You're not really worried about the chashash because it's given over to experts. So you have to do it one day, but you do it on the seventh day to show that it's its own independent mitzvah deraisa. Okay, its own independent mitzvah deraisa. So the seventh day. Okay, it can't be the first day. So the Gemara says, "Litchi b'chad mehanach." So why are you doing the seventh? Just do the second day, or the third day, or the fourth day, or the fifth or the sixth. So it says, no, kivan like a mafkas lama rishon, once we're pushing it off in the first one, uk mashvi, might as well just do it on the last. Okay? Funny kind of answer. So he says, Rashi says, b'char mehanach, uk mashvi'i, so once we're pushing it off, we'll do it on the seventh. Yom mesuyam, it's a fixed day, yom rishon achron. So we have to pick some fixed day. It could be the first day, the seventh day, but the second day, third day, should be a fixed day. So it could be the first day. You want to push it over to the first day, then you got to go to the last. Because that's like a fixed set day. Okay? I don't know. I thought you'd know. I'm not sure. Nisuyam just means like, I don't know. It's like a round number. The last day. Pick what you did. Third day? Third day. What's the third day? At least the first day, the last day. Why the sixth day? Why the fifth day? Why the last? Oh, that's the last.
It's a quality.
Okay. So this is the Gemara. Interesting Gemara, right? So a few questions. One thing is that originally they said, let's just take a few questions from this whole flow. So originally it thought that it was a gzera, it was a problem, really. Right? It was a problem. Really, it shouldn't be docha, because it's not really, it's a kiyum in the simcha of the mikdash, and it should be docha. But why wasn't it? In order to publicize to people that it's a deraisa. Okay? So what kind of thing is that? I mean, I understand if you say it's an important mitzvah or something. But he's saying is that it's in order to, so people know it's a deraisa. So first of all, teach them. Let them tell them a better way to do that. And what kind of a thing is that? That's the... So look, what are the worst things they thought was a Dravana? They're still doing it. It's just so... We're pushing aside and we're risking Chil Shabbos in order so that we publicize that a mitzvah is deraisa. Who cares? Right? Right, and then also it's saying is... It says the mitzvah, really, we should do it all 7 days. Right, really, it's saying there's no chashash. So really, we should do it all 7 days. Right, there's no fear of them carrying it because they're experts. But we don't do that because the people are going to embarrass the lulav. People are going to think lulav is low. Right? Okay, but so what? But you have a mitzvah of arava for 7 days. So we're going to knock out the mitzvah of 7 days because people are going to think lulav isn't such an important mitzvah. So I understand people make a mistake and think, you know, they're not going to realize this distinction. But still, what kind of halacha is that? We're going to knock it out because people are going to think that. Who cares what people think then? I mean, we care, I guess, but it's funny to say that we're going to knock out the mitzvah of the Raisa of taking a rava on day three or whatever, because if we let them take it, then people are going to say, oh, it was more important than lulav. Right? I mean, what kind of a thing is that? Yeah, somehow, like, they seem related. I mean, there are two questions, but they seem related because first one is saying is that we're knocking it out, we're doing it, even though there's a chashash, in order to publicize that it's a deraisa. And the other one is we're not doing it too much because we don't want people to think that lulav is unimportant. Like, I don't know, somehow they both have to do with, like, trying to create good public opinion about mitzvahs or something, you know what I mean? So even though they're, like, different, there are two different questions, they somehow seem related, you know? You say a little better than what you're saying. Okay, so I think the thing is, like I said, we think of siyogs mean the chacham have the role of protecting the Torah. Okay, now usually we think of that is that if there's a particular violation which is going to come about, so they have to stop it. And they're not letting you do action X because action X can lead to action Y, and therefore they have to stop it. It's a very particular spelled out chashash. But people keeping the Torah is oftentimes based on something more than just the particulars. But it's based on certain attitudes and mentalities and the way they relate to certain mitzvahs. Like, for instance, you see there's an idea that the Chazal made a mitzvah gezerah of mir lakum, so people won't relate to Yom Shabbos. Like, you can't tell a guy to do something on Shabbos because people relate to it like a weekday. And then it's going to lead to people doing it with a malacha. What particularly is it going to lead to? I don't know. It's going to break down people's attitude towards Shabbos, and once you have a certain feeling towards Shabbos, then you can end up doing malacha. So there's like an idea of it's based on the attitude. So it's saying is like there's a certain attitude that people have towards the mitzvahs, and they keep mitzvahs based on that attitude. So people have an attitude about a deraisa. There's a certain idea of a deraisa, and people know what deraisa is deraisa, and people are zohir in a thing of being a deraisa. And that's appropriate. When something is deraisa, it's appropriate to be more careful and guarded regarding it than Rabbi Darabanan. That's significant. The mitzvah deraisa is a different place, and it requires a higher level of care. So what's saying is that if people think that a deraisa is really derabanan, then that's gonna lead to a breakdown. Because the deraisa demands a certain level of care and concern, and a derabanan demands a different level. And if people are gonna think a deraisa is a derabanan, so then they're gonna relate to it in a manner of a derabanan, and it's gonna turn out it's gonna be less people are gonna care for it less, and I can be as careful about it. So people will say arava, whatever. We won't be involved in arava. It's not, you know, the mitzvah will end up in the eyes of the Am, go downhill. Okay, we'll go downhill. And it's saying is that is something which leads to what exactly is it going to lead to? Some violations. It's going to lead to violation. And it's saying is that's not they had to stop that. So therefore, even though intrinsically really it shouldn't have been docha. It shouldn't have been docha because it's really just the kiyum and the simcha. But still, since people are going to end up thinking that it's a deraisa, so therefore a derabanan, therefore they had to. Yeah. Right. So that's the idea. It's like the idea that they had to protect. It's a deraisa, and you should relate to it as deraisa, and people should be careful about it. Okay. And if people are going to think it's a derabanan, then you gotta protect that also. Protect that also. Okay. So it's not like, even though it's a deraisa and it's going to lead to Chil Shabbos, but it's important because of the fact. It's important to make it in order to protect, to make it docha Shabbos in order to protect people's relationship to it. In a similar manner, I think if people think lulav is a mitzvah kala, they think it's a light mitzvah, if they think that, hey, arava is more important than lulav, and people are going to say, lulav gets mistreated, it's not as important as arava, then also people are going to relate to a lulav improperly. It's going to cause them to look down on it. What's the difference if they look down on it? 1 year where it's hard to get a lulav, they're not going to be so going out of their way. They realize Chazal anyways think it's not so important. So even though it's not true, because it's really equally important, it's just that there's a practicality by lulav that there's a chashash because it's given over to everybody, but by a rava it's only given over to the experts. Still, the Chazal who have to protect the system from violation have to protect the attitude that people have towards the system, because violations come from wrong attitudes. And therefore, if people are going to look down at Lulav, in a few years, it's going to lead to violations. So even though they can't pinpoint the particular thing, but their responsibility is on attitudes as much as it is on particulars. You know what I mean? Okay, one last thing is that last point is that it says, so fine, so you only can do it one day because you can't make it more chashiv than lulav. Can't make more chashiv than lulav. So therefore, you have to do it, so it has to be one day. So you don't do it the first day, because then it's, again, it's not going to be clear that it's the raisa. It's not going to be, it's going to look like it's just part of lulav. Right? So therefore, they do it a different day. So I do it a different day. So it says, no, the seventh, because it has to be yom asuyam, fixed day, either the first or the last. So the question is, what's that idea? What's that idea? Right, once you knock it off on the first, just do it on the last. What's the concept? So I'm thinking like this, is that... So again, let me just say the way you would go. You could try to say that it's arbitrary to pick. How could you pick the third day? Why is that any different than one? Might as well pick the fourth day. Might as well pick the fifth day. So it's an arbitrary choice. But I say, by that logic, the seventh is also equally arbitrary. So it's true the seventh is the last, but insofar as this regard, it's still arbitrary. So the point is, look, you got to pick a day. So look, it's going to be arbitrary, but it has to be one day. So pick it, whatever, pick it out of that. Seventh is no less arbitrary a day to be docha the thing. So who cares, right? It's not in terms of the sense of the thing. It's not. So it's true there is an idea of last day, but okay, so what? In terms of the tamadavar, no, it's equally arbitrary. So I'm thinking like this, and this is, it's, I'm making a claim, and it's yet to kind of hear it. Okay, it's a chiddush, but I want to say that there's no such thing as the third day. Okay, you couldn't have a halacha of the third day. There's no chalos of the third day. Okay, now you have a sequence of yamim, and the sequence of yamim, there's the beginning of the sequence, there's the middle of the sequence, and there's the end of the sequence, the completion of the sequence. Okay, the middle days are the same day. They're the same. They all have the same exact quality. Okay, qualitatively, there's no idea, well, this is the second day, the third day of Sukkot. What does that mean? It just descriptively, it means that 2 days have elapsed. So it's the third day. But there's no idea, there's no quality of the second day. Quality of the second day is it's a middle day. Okay, but a middle day, so then you have to do it on all the days. There will be no way, halachically, to differentiate between the second day and the third day. The difference is only one of a convention. But the idea when you have a sequence of yamim, the last day is a chalas. It's the completion of the sequence. So there's an idea, there's the minyan hayamim, there's a count of 7 days, which is sukkahs, is a 7 day holiday, and it's a count. And that day which is mashlim, the count, completes the count, is a qualitative day. And the first day also, that which is mashlim, the count. So there's a qualitative yamim. But the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth are all exactly the same. They're just the days in the middle. So in theory, maybe you could have ad halacha on the middle days. The middle, maybe you could have had that. All of that. But you simply couldn't have a halacha on the third day. There's no such thing as the third day. Yeah, right. So I'm saying is perhaps you could have had a halacha of the middle days, all the middle days. But I'm saying to single out the third day, there's no such thing as that. You can't have a halacha do this on the third day. Because there's no such thing as the third day. It's purely descriptive. But the last day is, you know, mesuyim. That's what means mesuyim. It means it's a fixed day. No such thing. The day, third day isn't a day. There's no halacha the third day. It's just not a halacha. There is a halacha in Karbanos, you have the third day, right? The Karbanos of Yav Sukkot depend go by days, the first day, second day, third day. But that's like a sequence of Karbanos. So it could be the sequence is each day you go, you diminish it on each day. But it's to single out one day in its own right and just say day three, that's not an idea like the day three. It's not like day three demands this many parim. It's that you're poches v'holech, you do one less every day. So that's just, there's a sequence downwards. So it's the unit, which is, you know. But just to single out, so-and-so halacha on the third day of Sukkot, the fourth day of Sukkot, and there's no quality like that. A halacha, and this is what's interesting, this is what's a chiddush point, and it's interesting about the halacha, is not anything which is descriptively a category is an appropriate halachic category. So just descriptively, what do you mean there's no such thing as third day? The third day? But that doesn't mean it's a halacha chalos. It just means that if you count them up, it ends up being a day. But there's no chalos like that.